unnatural shrug he does, and today I find it adorable. I'll think of something, I say.
Will you think more about the kissing?
He asks, and I laugh again and mimic his shrug. If he only knew how much I've thought about the kissing.
Will you reconsider hand-holding?
He asks. Instead of answering, I move my arm so it's next to his. So we are lined up, seam to seam. He reaches out his pinky finger and links it around mine, and a warm, delicious chill makes its way up my arm. We stay that way for a minute in a pinky swear, which feels like the smallest of promises. And then I grab his whole hand and link all his fingers in mine. A slightly bigger promise, or maybe a demand. Please be part of my tribe. It's pretty simple, really. For once, things are not complicated. Right now, right here, it's just us, together like this, palm to palm, the most honest of gestures, one of the ways through, maybe the best one. Author's note. I realize I'm breaking one of the novelist's cardinal rules by admitting that What to Say Next is my favorite of the four books I've written. Five, if you count the one that will forever stay in a drawer. It's pretty much like a mom picking her favorite kid. But before this book, meeting my main characters has always felt a lot like looking at myself in a funhouse mirror. They're all alternamies. With What to Say Next, though, instead of having to stare down my demons in a mirror, the experience felt much more like the best parts of giving birth. I love these characters and writing about them in that wholehearted, inexplicable way that I love my own children, which is to say, so much more than I love myself. One of the many things I love about Kit is that she comes from a family that looks not so different from mine. Her mother is first-generation Indian American, her grandparents hail from Delhi, and her dad is American. My husband's grandparents are from that same region of India, but he's British and I'm American. When my real-life children are old enough to read this book and meet their fictional siblings, they'll get to see someone who looks like them represented in a novel. And of course, this book also belongs to David, whose voice I will miss in my head most of all. There is a famous expression that when you meet one person with autism, you meet one person with autism. Labels can be liberating, but they can also be limiting. In What to Say Next, we meet David. Just David. And what a joy he is. I wanted to write a story about unexpected connections and finding your tribe. About the wonder of finding an honest and true friend when you feel at your most alone. About the miracle of discovering that special someone who can see you clearly when you feel at your most misunderstood. I hope you care about Kit and David as much as I do.
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of What to Say Next by Julie Buxbaum. This program was directed by Arthur G. Insana. Executive producer, Orly Moskowitz. Text copyright 2017 by Julie R. Buxbaum, Inc. Production copyright 2017, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.